I had done a little, you know, clinical study about a disease called Felty syndrome, which is a form of rheumatoid arthritis named after Dr. Felty, and did a little clinical write-up about using a drug called penicillamine, D-penicillamine. So the meeting for the ACR then was called ARA, American Rheumatism Association. The name ACR actually was changed in 1988. So the ARA meeting was actually in Minneapolis, Minnesota that year. So I submitted an abstract to the meeting and the abstract got accepted. So I went to the meeting because it was close by from Rochester. It's like an hour's drive to Minneapolis. So that was my first exposure to ARA, which is now the ACR. What should I say? Very pleasantly impressed in a very nice way by the people there, the interaction with people, the way the meeting was organized. And then, of course, you know, seeing, meeting and talking to some of the people that, you know, wrote our books and chapters in rheumatology that we were studying then as fellows, who were all very nice and gracious. So it was a very collegial group. It was a very, very positive experience. We need more rheumatologists. We need more research in rheumatology. The government funding to support rheumatology research and education is not growing at the rate it should. So the ACR has a foundation called RRF, Rheumatology Research Foundation, and we just completed a five-year, $60 million campaign called Within Our Reach, which we completed this year. So we'll be launching a new, more ambitious campaign to raise more funds to support rheumatology research and training positions for fellows. A leader is actually a servant in this sense. My goal is not to be thumping my chest and saying, you know, hey, I'm the president, but it's what we can do in leadership position for the members. To me, successful leaders are people who listen to the members and do what the members want rather than telling members this is what you need. My personal take is, as president of ACR, I am here to serve the members and the college to make sure that things go well. There's, you know, turbulent times in medicine. I don't know if you have heard of the organization called Missionaries of Charity. That's an organization that's based in Calcutta, India, run by Mother Teresa. And she was recently canonized and became Saint Teresa of Calcutta by Pope. So one of her sisters or nuns here was admitted to hospital, and I took care of her. And then Mother Teresa was very nice to send me a thank you note with her blessings, which of course I have cherished and kept. But now to have written and personally signed note from St. Teresa, that's quite remarkable.